The Aviation Rulemaking Advisory Committee has told the FAA that requiring 1,500 hours of flight experience before a pilot can get a commercial airliner license is making it more difficult for the airline industry to hire pilots. Senator Charles Schumer says he'll fight any effort to change the rules. He points to inexperience and inadequate training in the 2009 crash of Flight 3407 in Clarence.
When you're a pilot, you have to train in adverse conditions. What happened at 3407 is there was ice on the wings and one of the levers jammed. And there was a way to solve that, but the pilot didn't know it because he didn't have enough training.
50 people died in that crash, including Elise Kausner. Her father, John Kausner, says there has not been another domestic airline crash since newer pilot requirements were implemented.
Can't imagine why you would change that rule that's working so effectively and try to water it down for the sake of having a pilot shortage. My wife, I think, sent in today, if you needed a doctor, and we had a doctor shortage in Western New York, we'd say, okay, we'll take, get through your third year of college, you can be a doctor. We don't do that.
Senator Schumer says if airlines want to attract more pilots, they need to start by increasing salaries. He estimates average starting annual wages are in the low $20,000 area. Schumer says would-be pilots could make more flipping hamburgers. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.